أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, today is one of those calendar days when we commemorate the Shahada of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. And I'd like to briefly look at his life today so we can actually focus on this amazing personality and maybe take something back to incorporate in our life. He's the only Imam connected to Imam Ali and Sayyidah Fatima from both sides. His father was Ali, son of Imam Hussein, and his mother, Fatima, daughter of Imam Hassan. He was present in Karbala with his father and grandfather, witnessed the day of Ashura, was only 3 years old, taken prisoner with all the members of the Ahlul Bayt. At five, he witnesses the destruction of Medina by the soldiers of Yazid. He married Farwa, who was the great-granddaughter of Abu Bakr, and a son, Ja'far, is born to them in 83 after Hijrah. His father, Imam Sajjad, dies when he's 38, and his leadership sees challenging times because, you see, because of the conquest of Iran and Rome by the Khilafat, it brought new philosophies and ideas that needed to be dealt with, and there were numerous questions. The Khalifas were occupied in a power struggle. They wished to expand the empire, as they called it, and by expanding the empire, they didn't want to be able to spread the message of Rasulullah. They didn't want people converting to Islam because they had levied a non-Muslim tax called jizya. And if anybody would convert, then that would diminish their income. So it was a challenging time for Imam. He is known for his in-depth analysis of any problem and his explanations of the most complex of subjects. In other words, somebody who could make something really difficult easy, and thus he was titled Al-Baqir, one who opens up or explains the treasures of wisdom in divine texts. That is one of the most phenomenal skills that somebody can have, when you take a really challenging, difficult subject and make it really, really easy. The Islamic Empire had spread from Marrakesh to Mongolia, and those who claimed to be representatives of Rasulullah displayed the most inhuman of behaviors. And Imam's message was very, very simple. Acquire a Muslim character, become humanitarians, display the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the way to be able to promote who you are. Medina became a center of learning. Students came from far and wide to hear his discourses, and he established a structure for the laws of jurisprudence of fiqh that we have today. 300 scholars graduate over a period of 18 years. There is an incident in Imam's life where the Byzantine Empire threatened to withdraw the currency so that they could destabilize the Ummah's economy unless the Muslims made concessions. Now, the Khalifa at that time was Abdul Malik, and he comes to Imam for advice. And Imam suggested the minting of Muslim coins, or coins for the Muslim empire. La ilaha illallah on one side and Muhammadur Rasulullah on the other. And he stamped the edge with the date and locality, ensuring each gold coin was accurately weighted. And this actually averted this whole concept of the Byzantine Empire wanting to make the Muslim economy fail as such. Then there was a Khalifa called Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He was the Khalifa in 99 after Hijrah. And he comes up to Imam as well. And he says, one day, Ibn Rasulullah, can you give me some advice? Imam gives him three pieces of advice. He says, do not celebrate any occasion with excessive happiness where you forget right and wrong, where you forget halal and haram. Never lose yourself in anger where you forget right and wrong or halal and haram. And then the third thing you said was, never take anything that belongs to somebody else. On hearing this, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz felt a pang of guilt, and he returned Fadak. Now, Fadak was a garden that was left in inheritance by Rasulullah to Sayyidah Fatima, but he was taken away from her with the statement that prophets do not leave inheritance. His advisors tried to stop him, but he didn't listen. He took Imam's advice to heart and was eventually murdered because of this. Now, in this environment where conversion to Islam was discouraged, it was Imam's message, these discourses that kept Islam alive. He used the time to document the hadith of the Prophet as well, but the Khalifas now realized that this wasn't working, and they arranged for the poisoning of Imam. Imam was poisoned by Hisham ibn Abdul Malik. He's buried in Jannat al-Baqi in Medina. He had 7 children, Ja'far, Abdullah, Ibrahim, Ubaidullah, Ali, Zainab, and Salma. But maybe what we can take back today from him was that you could know as much knowledge as possible. You could know so many things, but the only way to be actually call ourselves Muslims is by displaying a Muslim character. And really, that is 3 things as the Prophet taught us, which is being truthful, being trustworthy, and having loads of rahmah. And it's not either or, it's all 3 together. And we call them, in essence, TTC, truth, trustworthiness, and compassion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who are able to say, we are the followers of Imam Baqir al-Islam. We're able to display a Muslim character, and we're able to explain things that are difficult in easy terms. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.